This is File 43. This is Jean McMillan interviewing Mary Barton. Today's date is April 3rd, 2012. The talk is going to be about Noble Horizons Auxiliary primarily, as well as her position on the Grove Oversight Committee and the Extras Board. And we will start with Mary, what is your full name? 2013, thank you.
Mary Elaine Smith Barton.
And your birthday?
June 1st, 1939.
And your birthplace?
Was Mill River.
Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents' names, please?
Well, Edward Smith and Mary Ullman Smith.
And the Ullman is U-L-M-A-N. And do you have siblings?
Yes, I have two sons.
No, not children. Siblings. Brothers and sisters. Your brothers and sisters.
Yes, I had six brothers, four are now living.
And I know you have children.
Yes, I have two sons taught them.
I had both of them, Rick and George.
Uh-huh.
And your educational background?
Just high school.
And that was at?
Mount Everett. I went to Mount Everett. I graduated from
Mount Everett High School.
Which was the first year of the new school, the new regional school. I went to New Marlborough in Mill River. It was in Mill River, but it was called New Marlborough Central School.
Yep. Well, we were high school rivals because
yes, we
I
were.
Went to Searles. We didn't have anything to do with Mount Everett. How did you come to this area from?
I started working summers at the White Hart.
Who was running the White Hart then?
The Nortons, Joseph Norton and his wife.
Okay. Do you know who owned the White Hart then?
The Nortons.
They owned it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And how many years did you work there?
From 57 to 63.
And you were waitress or?
Waitress, hostess, bartender, whatever.
Whatever they needed.
Whatever.
And then what happened after you left the White Hart?
I had my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I went working part-time up the Undermountain Inn for Carl Isaacson. That's long gone now, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had started working as a home health aide in people's homes, taking care of elderly people.
Were you doing that privately, or were you
privately. I've always done it privately.
You've always been a private.
Dr. Brewer was the first person that got me a job. He needed help with somebody, a heart patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know anything about taking care of anybody with a heart problem. He said, well, you learn in a hurry. And I learned in a hurry.
I bet you did. Oh, he was a good doctor.
He was a wonderful doctor.
Oh, he was just super.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that you are still working with Mrs. Brewer.
Mrs. Brewer. I took care of Dr. Brewer when he had his first open heart surgery.
Oh, my word. Well, you did learn. You did learn. Oh, he was great. He really was. Mm. Now, anything else that you want to add about that, or shall we go right on to Noble?
We'll go right on to Noble.
Okay. What is the purpose of the Noble Horizons Auxiliary?
The purpose is to enhance the lives of the residents. By that, I mean giving them the extra little treats and things that Noble can't afford to do. And there's a lot of things we do for them.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Now, when did you start working with Noble or the auxiliary? Were you back in 1975?
75, I think, was the first I started in.
And were you an officer at that time?
No, not at that time, but I quickly went on the board after that.
Oh, yes.
I went, Fran Wagner asked me just to help out with a Christmas fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in that time, and then she asked me would I help with volunteers, and then it left from one thing to the next, and then I went on the board.
Okay, and you've been on the board ever since.
I've been on the board ever since.
And you told me when you first went on the board that the budget for these enhancements was about $900.
Mm-hmm.
And the budget now is
$27,000.
That's a lot of enhancement.
Well, there's a
lot of things.
You know, things have changed, and it's gotten more and more expensive in life.
Oh, yes. Now, how do you make your money?
We do it through fundraising.
And what are the fundraisers that you do specifically?
We do the Festival of Trees, mm-hmm. and the Christmas Fair,
yeah.
and the tag sales. I have 2 tag sales a year.
And you said this year was a very good one.
This is the first year that we've ever topped $6,000. We did $6,100, which is the most we've ever made so far.
Oh, wonderful. Now, when you were president in the 90s, you did something special for the meal plan.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I decided, well, at that time the Masons had just started doing the lobster sales. And, of course, I love lobster. It's my favorite food. So I had thought and thought about this. And one of the things for the auxiliary, they wanted to do special things for the residents. And I thought, residents that are in a nursing wing can't get out to go buy a lobster.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it in our budget that every year we would give every person on the premises a lobster dinner.
Oh, and they were wonderful.
Yes. Anybody who takes part in them, who always comes in as a guest, just thinks it's the best.
Oh, yes. And I've been fortunate to be a guest, I think, 3 or 4 times.
Yes. We do it every September. And, of course, you just can't have a lobster dinner without having a little entertainment.
Oh, of course.
Whether it's a piano player or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the atmosphere in the dining room is so pleasant.
Isn't it? Yeah.
That you know, that adds to the meal.
It is.
Because it's such a pleasant spot. And the waiters and waitresses, when I've visited, are always pleasant.
They are. The staff is phenomenal.
Yes.
I don't know how they do it with a smile on their face every day.
Every day. Every day. And it doesn't make any difference. You know, it's, oh, Mrs. Barton, how nice to see you. And, you know, they really make you feel welcome, which is wonderful. Now, I imagine that those lobster dinners have gone up in price.
Well, I think when we started out, at a budget of about $800.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now up to a little over $2,000.
Ooh. My word. Now, you also do something about taking them out for lunch?
Yes. One of the things is, because of the cost of living today, a lot of people, they are on fixed incomes, and they can't afford it. And I thought how unfair it was that when the bus goes out to lunch, that everybody couldn't take part in it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we set up a little excursion fund, we call it, and that anyone who wishes to go out to lunch can go automatically. Any auxiliary through our fundraising will pick up the bill.
That's so
now,
nice.
Whether it's going out for ice cream, mm-hmm. when they go out for these rides and ice creams, we pick up the bill for that.
Oh, that's lovely.
So that it really is kind of special for the residents.
Yeah.
And nobody's neglected or felt out of place, and everybody's treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to get across, Wooden, because each president chooses something.
Yeah.
And mine was to make everybody feel special, whether you had money or you don't.
Money wasn't the issue.
It wasn't the issue. You could be, everybody have the same. We are now picking up art supplies for people who don't.
Oh.
With our art classes.
Wonderful. And you also do something with the companion radio.
Yeah, we put in companion radio. We just do that completely. Everybody gets a radio who wants one, and we just automatically pay for it year-round.
Do they have a radio station there?
There's 3 radio stations that are broadcast through the airwaves, somehow comes in on cable, I guess. And it's the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s,
mm-hmm.
90s.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. So that each generation can have their own music.
And that's comforting, too.
It is.
It really is. It brings back memories, and you think about, you know, well, I remember this song when I was doing that. And
a lot of the, including me, I wouldn't say I'm really actually the older generation.
Not yet.
But I don't understand the words in this music today.
Oh, thank you.
I can't understand it. I like the golden oldies.
Yeah, because they enunciated.
That's
and
right.
You sang slow enough that you could understand. Absolutely. What about the library and computers?
We also own the library.
Mm-hmm.
We put in all the books in the library. We pay for all the books. We pay for the computers. We pay for the copier. The auxiliary foots the bill for all that.
Wow.
Yeah. We work very hard.
Yes, you do.
And it's very important. Most of our books now are large print.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I noticed.
Which I donate.
Who runs the library, the book part of it?
Joan McHugh.
Yeah.
And she's very good
she's
at what
excellent.
She does. Plus, she's as nice as can be.
She used to work at the hospital when Foster was at the
hospital.
Oh,
did she?
Yeah. So he knew her from being in the basement.
She we've just purchased, I can't remember now whether it's 3 or 4 of those Kindles or Nooks or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
We're teaching the residents how to do that.
Oh, that's great.
It's fun for them in many ways, but they zip that finger across and lose about 4 pages, you know. But they're having a hard time not understanding it's not a book. A book. They're used to, you know,
oh, sure.
When you get 90 years old, you get very used to books.
Yeah, you do.
It's very hard for them to
realize
to
that
this.
It's a finger motion rather than turning a
but
page.
But it's fun to watch them do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. And something to do with flowers.
We have a flower arranging course, which we pay for, and that comes out of Sharon. We buy all the flowers for the tables every week or every two weeks. All the flowers, we have a flower arranging class. They do all the arrangements for the flowers throughout Noble and for the dining room tables.
So all of the lovely arrangements are done in-house, and the auxiliary
pays for most of them, yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And
we can go pick the flowers in the summertime if we have any.
Tell me about your clubhouse events.
That's really special. That's been really wonderful. We put the bar in several years ago. Mm-hmm. And that we have, once a month, we have a light supper. We have cocktails. Not wine, but cocktails.
Ooh.
And that's a big turnout.
Yeah.
And a light supper and then a movie.
Oh, how nice.
And with the movie, you get popcorn.
Oh,
it really is kind of, it's a fun evening, and just about everyone turns out for that.
Oh, sure.
And then we have like ice cream socials down there. We have a social hour every week, which is wine and cheese, so everybody can come and mingle and meet.
Cottagers as well as
the residents, and anyone who's able from the nursing wing comes too.
Oh, good.
Everyone is allowed down.
That's
and
wonderful.
It may push you down into bed if you can't leave your bed, but everybody comes.
Oh, good.
And it's
really all inclusive.
It's all inclusive.
And one of the things that really struck me is Christmas.
Yes.
What do you do at Christmas?
Everyone gets a Christmas gift. And every section, Araga, Wagner, Cobble, they have their own Christmas tree, and we have Santa Claus come in with entertainment for each area, and present them everybody with a Christmas gift.
And that is so wonderful. My grandmother was in a nursing home several years ago, and because she had small esophagus, and when she went out to the dining room, she choked on food, she wouldn't eat in the dining room anymore, and they just left her in her room. She had care.
Yeah.
I don't mean that. But there was no socialization. There was no, Mrs. Smith, won't you come to, none of that. None of that. So
everybody comes out. Everybody's out and about.
I've noticed that.
And especially in a nursing wing, it's very important. We just bought some new reclining chairs for them.
Ooh.
Because of...
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, everybody wants their own chair and they don't want to share it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that it got down to the nitty gritty, so we got them some wonderful chairs. They are wonderful. I love them.
Uh-huh.
And
you've been trying them out.
Yes, I have.
How about pet therapy?
Pet therapy, we always had a resident dog, but we haven't had one lately. And they are bringing in, they have a regular training course that's offered at Noble, and it's not free, you have to pay. I forgot what it was. But that anybody who can't afford it, that's another thing that's picked up. And then they bring dogs in to visit. And it's wonderful to see, after they've gone through this training, to bring all these different size, shapes, and color of dogs in. I mean, we get like Mastiffs right down to
these tiny little terrier dogs.
It's wonderful to see the assortment that comes through the doors, and everybody loves them. But we do have cats running around. We've got all cats.
Do you have problems with allergies?
They haven't so far. They have people who definitely do not like cats.
Mm-hmm.
And they will chase them out of their rooms, and the cats have learned where to go now.
Okay,
where
smart.
Not to go, yeah.
Okay, And I think you told me that people that go to doctors get some sort of transportation other than the bus.
Yes, anybody who lives on, well, it's too expensive to take a big bus out for one person.
Mm-hmm.
So we have cars, and the auxiliary has just bought a brand new car to give Noble that takes you to your doctor's appointments. We have some people who go all the way to Prospect, Connecticut, down to Dr. Zimmerman, an eye specialist.
Wow.
That takes up a car the whole day.
Yes, it would. Yes,
so that if somebody has to go down to Sharon for a blood test or for x-rays, they need more than one vehicle.
Sure.
So that they had a car donated to them. We've given them a car, and then they have the two little mini cars that they use.
Now, you've also done some remodeling.
Yes, we remodeled the chapel. We actually remodeled a community room twice. We've done that. And we've done, what else have we done? We're about to do the hairdresser shop. We did that the first time around, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bequest that Mrs. Drew left us money for that.
Good.
We have been fortunate enough that several people have donated money to us.
Oh, good.
Which is helps.
Have I covered everything on the auxiliary?
I think just about.
One thing I did want to ask, how many members are in the auxiliary now?
We've got, I think it's 186 right now, and we've got 14 on the board.
Ah, okay.
Auxiliary board.
What's your term of office for the board? I mean, is it a two-year
It's you can serve president, the majors, president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. You can serve 2 2-year terms. Then you must leave the board. You must leave that position. For myself, I've served every position but treasurer. I've been assistant treasurer, but I won't do treasurer. That's just a little bit much for me.
Oh, you're smart.
Yes, I'm not going into that. But I've done all of them, and now I'm on the board because I do the tag sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I co-chaired the Festival of the Trees 2 years ago. I'm not doing that again either. And I co-chaired the Christmas Fair.
Yes, you've done an awful lot.
So I've done it.
And I did drop off the glassware, but I didn't have a chance to fill out the form, so I'll go back and do that.
One, yeah.
But you did inspire me. I did,
okay.
I did the glassware. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization. Now, you're on another board. You're on the Grove Advisory Board.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we sort of just make ideas or give ideas working with Stacy about how to improve the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not it's putting new docks in or doing the swimming docks or doing the playground, which we've been working on, and what else we could do to bring in a little revenue, just to sort of improve it.
When did you join the Grove Board?
Oh, I've been on the Grove for probably 10, 12 years now.
Okay.
Quite a while.
How many are on that board, generally?
Usually 8 or 10.
And who's the president now?
John Maju.
Okay. And I'm going to ask it because I know the answer. The board and the manager get along all right.
Mm-hmm. As far as I know.
Yeah. Well, I got the same answer from Stacy because I asked her.
And Stacy's a neat gal to work with, and being there all the time, she really knows all the ins and outs and what have you.
I did an interview with Stacy, and I haven't seen her since she was in my sixth grade.
Oh, my Lord.
And so one of my questions was, and how long have you been manager? And when she said 20 years, I almost fell off the chair.
I know it.
She loves it.
Yeah,
she does a good job. She's passionate about what she's doing.
She is, and she keeps a tight rein on everything.
You don't mess around with her.
No, the kids over there sometime. You know, the kids, they get out of hand and what have you.
She was
all
a kid.
She's got to do is say, okay, cool it.
Yep, and they mind.
And they mind, and that's it, and they don't do it again.
Yep. Oh, no, she's extremely good.
She is.
We are so fortunate. And she grew up in the system and knew Frank Markey. And has worked with the others so that she knows the system and knows what works. And she's so proud of what the Grove has become.
Yes, and it really has become very special.
It has become extremely special. And you recently joined the Extras Board.
Yes.
And I will talk to Steve Moore about that later, but When did you get on that board?
Oh, I've only been on it a couple of months.
And how were you recruited?
Well, because of my tax sale and making money at Noble, they're trying to figure out how to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked if they couldn't have a tag sale over in the community room at Noble the same time I had my sale to raise money, and it also would bring the crowd of people in. Mm-hmm. The first time around, it wasn't very good. And they said, well, what went wrong? And would I go on the board and help them do that?
Uh-huh.
So to be there as a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
So we did, and actually they did spectacular this last time.
All I needed was an expert.
Yeah, all that they needed is just a little help. They've got a bunch of wonderful young people,
mm-hmm.
really, who are ambitious and want to do so many, and they've got wonderful, great ideas.
How many are on that board?
We've got to get it up to 12. We've only got 8 right now, but we're trying to increase it to 12.
And what after they've raised the money, what do they use the money for?
It uses for the extra programs right there. And the extras is for, in your day, it was called Latchkey.
Latchkey Children, okay.
It's for the after school, and they run it all summer, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just to provide some things for the children, whether it's art supplies or a little trip someplace or something along that line.
So it's primarily children that their parents work,
and so it's
between 3 and 5 during the school year.
And then it'll be summer, it'll be from 9 to 5.
I even hate to ask, but are there any other civic activities that you're in?
Not that if I can help it.
You don't have any time. Anything that I haven't asked you, Mary, that you'd like to add to this?
Oh, not that I can think of.
We've covered the bases fairly well.
Except I enjoy doing all these things.
It's obvious. Every time I see you at Noble, you've got a big grin on your face.
Well, something's really kind of fun has happened.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nice when everybody thinks you're part of the family.
Yes.
You know, all the residents, they mm-hmm. all think, well, where's Mary today?
Or, yeah.
Did you come in for a cup of coffee? No. Come for a cup of coffee. Well, sit down and have one.
Uh-huh.
The neatest thing is that little coffee machine, which is right across from the exercise room.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's a little social group. So there's a bunch of people there in the morning.
Oh, that's what that's for.
Yeah. And it's for anybody who wants to go in to sit down and have a cup of coffee.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's got the Keurig there, which they love pushing those buttons,
Yeah.
But it's kind of fun, and you never know who's going to congregate. People that really haven't ever socialized
mm-hmm.
are all of a sudden wandering down, sitting there waiting for somebody to come have a cup of coffee with them.
Well, that's nice.
And it is nice, because sometimes if it's somebody that I know mm-hmm. hasn't socialized or hasn't
mm-hmm.
done anything, just sitting down there, just looking,
mm-hmm.
I'll say, gee, it's time for a cup of coffee, isn't it? They say, well, yes, maybe. And then I'll sit down and we'll have a cup of coffee. And, you know, the nice thing is, I don't know how to put this tactfully.
Then just spit it out.
But because of their age and being so old, they have so many wonderful stories. They've lived a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fascinating to hear some of the things that people have done.
That's exactly right. Because you look at these little old women or men and think, you know, what the heck did they do? And then you find out that they were a ballerina or a race car driver or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
And because usually they remember the things that they did, they can spin wonderful stories.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
And it's incredible for them as well as for those of us mm-hmm. that are listening, because it's just an absolutely wonderful experience.
It is. It brings back so many wonderful memories to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel they're teaching me something I never knew.
Yes.
And I'm just fascinated by it. Mm-hmm. I wish I had the talent to write a book.
Get yourself a voice recorder.
And just start rattling.
I'm having the same experience with this oral history project because I'm doing everybody.
Mm.
And I have learned so much about how the town runs and how people have come to the town and given their time. And it just makes me feel so proud that I'm part of the town.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm having so much fun doing this that I'm not going to give it up.
I know, which is great, wonderful.
But it's a wonderful experience.
It is wonderful. It just amazes me that, you know, when you look at your map. Lakeville and Salisbury isn't even on a map.
No.
And yet look at the people that are finding us up here.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody seems to find us. Yeah. I feel like saying, you know, close the gate. We've got enough here.
But it's amazing. It is amazing. And it's a wonderful microcosm of all different people giving of their time and their talent to make the town work. And that's wonderful.
And they do.
And it's people like you that keep us going.
Well,
it truly is, Mary.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that so
much.
I do.
And I thank you so much for your time and your wonderful interview.
You're very welcome.